Miss Sabatino here. Carl, you know, every so often I think that each of us needs to be reminded of something greater than ourselves.
Agreed.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
The reminders can come, you know, a little ways, big ways. If we're sensitive enough to the nuances of beauty and grace, grandeur, we see the reminders sometimes in the big things, like grandeur, and in the little things, like a song on a radio, a bird in flight, a child's laughter. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting the other day when I was not here last week. I was driving from Vail to Aspen, Colorado, and I rounded a curve on I-70, and before me was the magnificent Glenwood Canyon with steep, cragged walls, the Colorado River at the base, and these slivered spills of sunlight resting on the high vertical outcroppings. You know, Carl, for that brief moment in time, I felt so small, and then I felt immediately part of all that is.
Well, I envy your vision. I have not had the pleasure of taking that drive, but the vistas of life, and you're absolutely correct. I looked out my window the other morning, and I have a thing for morning doves.
And you saw you didn't take out the garbage.
I did not. And my wife.
I'm sorry. I interrupted a very poignant thought, I truly apologize.
But you know what? That is absolutely true. My wife would remind me moments later. However, before she reminded me, as I was staring out the window, I was listening to morning doves.
Hmm.
That magnificent wallow, that coo. There's something about it, as if they're calling to you. And this is in a relatively small enclosed area. We have trees in the back, but we can see houses in the next yard and so on. It didn't matter. But I envy your vision. I envy your being there. But, yeah, when you look at the stars at night, and you know one of the things that I'm trying to do, and that is to find a place dark enough very soon where I will take my family to see the center of the universe.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
You want to talk about being small.
You know, I know you are fortunate enough to have a little one.
Yes,
a daughter who is,
absolutely.
What, 10 years old?
She's eight.
Eight.
Eight. She acts like 18,
you know,
but that's another story again.
There's something special about a father and a mother to teach the child about the wonder of the universe. It's a birth of realization.
It's the wonder in their eyes.
Yeah.
When their eyes open up and you know that they are listening to every word you're saying.
Well, I remember I was sleeping out in the backyard in upstate New York, 100 years ago or so it seems,
yes.
With my dad,
mm-hmm.
who put out a ground cloth and a mattress so that we could spend the night just looking up at the stars.
That's magnificent.
And my dad didn't know anything about astronomy.
Yes.
He didn't know anything about what the planets were. All he knew was to share with a nine-year, I think I was 9 years old at the time, where I first saw the Milky Way.
That's
something I've never forgotten.
No, and neither have I. I was about the same age in Goshen, New York, and then it was dark enough there. And all the counselor did, he put a bunch of us out in the field where we were knapsacking out, and all he did was point with his finger. He said, "Just look up," and I saw the Milky Way. I saw that cloud, that stream, that cloud in the and I was mesmerized. They said that's the center of it all. Oh, it's fascinating.
And what you see today from the NASA photographs from the Hubble Space Telescope. I mean, what they have done to penetrate the far reaches of the universe, to me, is just extraordinary. I was a young kid. I wanted to be a scientist, and space science was one of my main interests. And I had pictures of nebula and other things hanging on my wall. But you know what? I'm so glad that I waited this long to see some great things.
Well,
I was able to wait this long. Obviously, I'm alive, so that does make a difference.
Tap you on the shoulder. We are alive today. But the wonder of it all, the thing that amazes me about all of it is the wonder of it all. And if we think about that, it puts everything in perspective.
It does. And you got to take the set of WOONE.
And on that note, we're back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You've probably heard the song, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. We noticed a great tip in the second line.
It goes, one leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane.
We often aren't thankful enough when the sun is shining, when things are going well. Then it rains.
We all experience tough times, but without sunshine and rain, roses don't bloom.
So it is with us. It takes good times and bad to reach your full potential.
When the challenges are greatest, you gain wisdom, strength, and skills that you would never have otherwise.
And those things will carry you to greater heights than you could have ever imagined. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to make the right decision the first time without any do-overs? Actually, this is a cheap psychological trick which gives meaning to the phrase, let me sleep on that. Here's the science of it. Humans reach conclusions and make a decision on what to do when they're tired of thinking about it. That means when you reach a point of brain fatigue, you make a decision and you hope it's right. What to do? After you make a decision, give yourself at least 24 hours and sleep on it. Then, with the system rejuvenated, you're better able to decide if the decision was the right one before you implement it. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's common sense. When we're tired, when we're exhausted, we never make our best decisions. Never make a decision when you're tired of thinking about it. Sleep on it first. Got a question or a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.